went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
Well, it's all right now.
Is everything all right
it's
now?
It's all
yeah?
right now. All right? It's a garden party, and we have Stacy Hervella on the line with us, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. Stacy, first of all, hello. Second of all, the temperature here in Chicago fell about 20 degrees in 10 minutes. So worried about some of the Proven Winners plantings I did over the weekend. What about the weather?
Yeah, not very spring-like, is it?
No.
It's the same way here in Michigan. I went outside and I said, what in the world happened? No need to really worry about your plantings. As long as it stays, you know, nighttime temperatures, don't get too much below 40, you'll be fine. The plants will be fine. So,
Stacy, Wendy made small jackets for her flowers. She was up all night sewing small jackets.
That's very caring of you, but really an old, you know, sheet or beach towel or something like that will work just fine. They don't really need a custom little outfit. But yeah, I mean, anytime it's going to be cold, or if you're a little bit worried, you know, simply just draping an old sheet or something like that over your plants. And this goes for any time of the year, you know, even into September when we start getting early frosts, that's just enough to keep those frost crystals from forming on the leaves and causing damage. So it's a pretty easy fix.
All right. Last time you were on with us, Stacy, someone texted us and we had already ended the segment. How do I start? What's the first place to go when I'm starting a garden? And I just answered her saying the very first thing I ever planted was some Stella Doro daylilies because I thought it's full sun. I can do it. What are some suggestions to begin? Because that's how it starts, with one plant you love and then all of a sudden you're doing 50 plants.
Right. I think you really hit the nail on the head, Wendy, because, you know, it starts with something that you love. You know, it's like I can sit here and recommend plants to you all day, and, you know, yeah, they'll do well in your climate and they'll tolerate your conditions. But, you know, until you go to the garden center and just fall in love with something, you're not going to have, you know, the passion and the excitement. So, you know, absolutely visit a garden center, you know, try to go at a time when they're not busy so you don't feel rushed, and just browse, you know, find something that you really like. And, you know, usually plant tags are really informative, so they're going to give you the information that you need to know to be successful. And, you know, really just enjoy it. And I know people get really confused about, hey, you know, will this do okay? Do I have enough sun? So I just wanted to say, you know, in terms of a plant tag, the way that we look at that is full sun on a plant tag indicates that it's going to need at least 6 hours of full sun. So not any shade. It's going to have 6 hours of bright sunlight every single day. And a lot of people don't know that part sun and part shade are really just the same thing, and it's just the way different people, you know, use those terms. And what that means is that the plant is going to need about 4 to 6 hours of sun all day. And a lot of times you can make that up if it's like a filtered shade location, if you have like a light tree canopy and there's sun coming through that, so it's semi-shaded, but it's certainly not dark. And shade would be less than 4 hours a day. So that's really what those things mean. So if you think about your site, you know, that will help you pick. And the worst thing that's going to happen, you know, if you put a plant that wants more sun in the shade, it's not going to die. It's just not going to flower very much. And you can always move it. You know, plants are almost always, I mean, aside from a big tree, you're free to move them around and correct your error and watch how that change transforms the plant's performance. And that's how you start to feel like a successful gardener.
That started with me where I had some holes to fill and some plants really took over a certain area. So you would dig some up and you're scared to do it. But I mean, it's worth a try. Just make sure you get a pretty decent root ball underneath it, transplant it, and that needs some extra water when you plant something, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, you hit the nail on the head. People are really afraid to move things around in the garden. And it's true that, you know, the plant does experience a little setback. But yeah, as long as you try to, you know, just dig a nice big root ball and you will be around to water it. You know, everyone gardens in the real world, so you just have to make things work for you the best that you can. And, you know, people get really afraid, oh, if I kill this plant, you know, well, there'll be a recounting at the end of my life of all the plants that I killed. And I guarantee you that, I can't guarantee it, but I don't think there will be. And a lot of us gardeners are going to be in a lot of trouble because we kill more plants than anyone.
But that's how you learn and that's how you feel exactly. comfortable. I mean, if you're talking about killing things, there's a whole list of goldfish that, oh. you know, never made it in my
oh,
house.
Oh, that's sad.
Ann is on the line with us, and she has a question for Stacy Hervella, the horticulturist from Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. Ann, go ahead.
Hi, Stacy. I've been in a new construction house for about 3 or 4 years, and as I've planted over the past few years, we've realized that things just aren't flourishing well or even dying, and we've just come to the realization that we have so much clay in our soil that that might be the cause. Is there any way to remedy that?
Well, one of the biggest issues with new construction is that all of the equipment causes a lot of soil compaction, and plant roots need oxygen. So when you have a compacted soil, not only is it really difficult for you to physically plant in, but it takes out the air spaces in the soil that plants need to have healthy roots. So that's one issue, and of course clay is going to compact more easily than other types of soil. So there's a couple of different things you could do. You could make raised beds where you're just going to kind of, you know, create some sort of framework out of paver stones or wood or something like that, and then bring in topsoil and plant directly into that. And
you don't want to do that, Anne, it sounds like.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work, and I already have areas for landscaping, so I just would love to make that work if possible.
Sure. Well, you know, there are a lot of plants that tolerate clay soil, so you need to make sure that you're planting the right things. And, you know, if you send us an email at the Proven Winners website, I can send you some links, especially ones for Illinois, that talk about what kind of things tolerate clay soil, so that once you do the work to get those plants in, they will grow well in those conditions.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Anne. And you can go to provenwinners.com, and it says contact us. You can leave an email for Stacy Hervella. Also want to mention that we are giving you a chance to win a Proven Winners Rose Garden, which will include the new At Last Rose, Oh So Easy Double Red Rose, and Oh So Easy Petite Pink Rose plants. To help get your garden off to a good start, you'll also receive a prize pack of Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizers in 3 varieties. All you do is visit the contest page at WGNradio.com and you can enter to win. We'll take a quick break. 312-981-7200 is the number to call. Any questions? We're here to answer, or at least Stacy Hervella is. It's Bill and Wendy, 720 WGN. Just so happens that we are talking to Stacy Hervella from Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs. She's the horticulturist. Stacy, a lot of times when people want to start a garden, I wanted to start a wildflower garden. I love the perennials, but sometimes there are big areas that you want to fill things in with. Boxwood is what I use. There are some other plants we can use as well to fill up bigger spaces.
Yeah, you know, I think boxwood is a really essential component of every landscape because it's evergreen. It's super tough. I mean, it tolerates shade, it tolerates sun, and it really looks nice. It always has a classic look. So whatever your style is, it's a really nice choice. Now, people may have trouble with boxwood turning brown in winter, but I did want to give you a few quick tips to prevent that from happening. Number one, mulch it. Boxwood has really shallow roots that can dry out quickly, so make sure you have a good layer of mulch over your boxwoods. And I know this sounds a little bit crazy, but you should water your boxwood in one last time in November, because what happens in our Midwestern climate is the ground freezes, the plant can't take up any more water, but, you know, the sun and the wind and everything's acting on the foliage and drying it out. So a lot of people don't think about watering after November, and I can't blame you, but, you know, do it for your boxwoods. Just have a big watering can handy, and your boxwoods will really start to take over. So I really like a variety called Sprinter. It's fast-growing, so it fills in more quickly. But, you know, another really tough plant is Spirea, and people know Spirea. It's kind of ubiquitous, but some of the varieties that we've selected really have so much color that, you know, from the time that they start to leaf out, they have really, really bright foliage. You know, around now, they're going to get ready to start to bloom, so you have, like, double plate pink with really, really bright pink flowers. And, you know, it's important to have sort of that parade of color in your landscape so that there's always something interesting to look at.
Phil, go ahead and get your
spirea. My uncle had spirea, and he couldn't stop coughing. They didn't know what to do for him. It was sad.
He didn't have his microphone on, and he was so disappointed he missed the jump in on spirea.
It was a sad story.
What about, how do you say it, the weigela?
Weigela, yeah. So people don't know how to pronounce that plant, but it is weigela. But if you go to your garden center, however you pronounce it, they'll know what you're talking about. But yeah, it's such a classic, you know, and I think so many people say, oh, my grandmother had a weigela, you know, because it has big, colorful trumpet flowers, loves the sun. So if you have a sunny spot, weigela is a really good choice. Spilled wine is one of those varieties that is offers a little bit more. So it's a weigela with really dark purpley black foliage, and then it has bright pink flowers in, you know, late spring, early summer. So you really get a strong, vivid contrast. And the color of that foliage, you know, it looks good with almost any color of house. And we were talking about color a few weeks ago, you know, like thinking about the color of your house when you're picking plants. And that's something that a lot of people don't consider. But spilled wine it's sort of like the little black dress of gardening, because wherever you plant it, it's going to look good.
And it's nice to mix the dark foliage with the green and then the variegated one, which is kind of white and green. I like to garden, Bill.
Yeah, I know.
Kelly has a question about hostas, and this is kind of, boy, my mom planted these all over the place because they were easy and you can put them in shade. Kelly, your hosta question?
Hi, yes, thank you. Okay, so I have a beautiful area in front of my house that used to be shaded with trees. The trees had a disease, had to get rid of them. So I planted new trees there, but meanwhile, there were happy hostas there all summer long, and now they don't have the shade that they had before. And, right. You know, a month from now, they're going to be all burned out. Is there anything I can do until these little trees grow to
right.
protect these things?
Well, actually, you know, most hostas will tolerate sun as long as they get enough water. So whereas before, you know, you could kind of forget about your hostas because the shade kept them cool, you're going to have to give them a lot more water. And they can tolerate it, but if they dry out, they're just going to look ghastly. So I would definitely recommend getting a good thick layer of mulch on the plants, which will help, you know, help them keep the water that they do get. And, you know, if you have a sprinkler system, make sure that it's covering those beds completely and giving them water. You might need to run an extra cycle. And if you're watering by hand, I would say, especially once we get to, you know, July, you're probably going to need to be out there two or three times a week giving them that extra water. But, you know, as long as the trees were gone when they started to leaf out in spring, the foliage that they're creating is going to be better able to withstand the sun. Whereas, you know, if they were in shade, you cut down the trees, and then all of a sudden they're in full sun, their foliage isn't as adapted to those conditions and will definitely burn up.
Kelly, I want to ask this question while you're on the line with us, because Stacy just said water two to three times a week. What signifies a proper watering time? I mean, do you stay out there for 10 minutes, 20 minutes? Do you wait till you see the water come up? How do you know that your watering time has been long enough?
Well, it's a little bit difficult. It depends a lot on your soil. But, yeah, I mean, usually I would recommend a minimum of about 20 minutes. You can also run a sprinkler, too. And if you run a sprinkler, you know, I would say set it for 45 minutes to an hour because, you know, then it's not your personal time. And the sprinkler is spreading the water out more. But, yeah, I would say 20 minutes is the minimum, particularly during hot weather.
There you go, Kelly. Hope they make it.
Can I ask one more thing about the watering? Is daily not good? You think three times a week is better than doing it daily?
Well, daily, I mean, and there's certainly going to be times in the year where you're going to need to water daily because it is just so hot and sunny. Usually plants do not need, you know, containers are different, but most plants don't need daily watering, particularly if you have a clay soil. Because the clay really holds on to quite a lot of moisture, and you don't want to create an issue where there's like a whole lot of water sitting around the roots, which can cause root rot. But, you know, you always defer to your own best judgment. You can always just stick your finger in the soil and say, you know, hey, oh, wow, it's really much drier here than I thought it was, or much wetter than I thought it was.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Kelly. They have some really cool hostas now, too, that look like they're giants. It looks like you're in the Land of the Lost.
Oh,
and you
cool.
see, you know what I'm talking about, Stacy?
Oh, I do. I love them. And my garden is way too sunny and sandy to have them, so I have to just enjoy other people's. But I love those huge hostas. There's a Proven Winners one called Empress Wu. And, I mean, the thing gets to be, like, 6 feet wide. It's ridiculous.
And what's that one called?
Empress Wu.
Empress Wu.
Yeah, it's a really neat one. So you can find that at your garden center. It takes a few years, you know, for it to develop the root system that's going to help it put out that huge foliage. But, you know, when it gets there, man, it'll knock your socks off.
Awesome. Thank you so much. She's Stacy Hervella, horticulturist for Proven Winners Color Shrubs. And we did not get to some questions involving transplanting peonies or splitting perennials, but you can always email her. Go to provenwinners.com and look for the Contact Us page. Is that what you're telling people to do, Stacy?
Yes, questions, feedback, we're listening. And you can also find us at our Facebook page, facebook.com/PWColorChoice, and I'll answer all your questions there, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Stacy. You too. Take care.
And the rest of you, we are having this contest. We're giving you a chance to win a Proven Winners Rose Garden, which will include the new At Last Rose, Oh So Easy Double Red Rose, and Oh So Easy Petite Pink Rose plants. And to help get your garden off to a good start, you'll also receive a prize pack of Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizers in three varieties. All you do is visit the contest page at WGNradio.com to enter, and good luck.
Let's take a quick break. Steve has the news, and then Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com joins us. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.